Jim Ryan joining us now. Nearly every state attorney general in the country is calling for warning level labels on social media. Jim, how would this work?
Well, we don't know yet. And in fact, will it work at all? Will it be done at all? Maybe, maybe not. Congress really hasn't shown the will to do this, Susan. I mean, they've been asked about this in the past. The Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, earlier this year had an open letter in the New York Times, an op-ed piece in which he called for warning labels, something like you see on cigarette packages. And now the attorneys general of the United States, 42 of them, including Letitia James of New York State, are asking Congress to take action to actually make it happen, as Congress did with cigarette labels back in the 1970s. Now, will it happen? Just don't know yet. Again, Congress has been want to do something like this for some time, and it may take more than just attorneys general from 42 states to do this. It is a bipartisan group of attorneys general, though, and that may have some influence on Congress.
I think after last night, a lot of people want a different style warning label, like, you know, if there's a presidential debate going on, like, warning, politics entering your feed.
Yeah, maybe so. And that's the other part of this. What do you decide is harmful on social media, Brian? You know, Vivek Murthy says that social media overall and too much use of it by kids can be detrimental to their health. But what precisely is it on social media that should be limited or should be labeled as potentially dangerous?
So final say, though, is up to Congress?
It's up to Congress. Yeah, it would be up to lawmakers to decide what to do with this information, to do with this plea first from the attorney, from the Surgeon General, and then from these 42 attorneys general from around the country.
Jim, thank you.
Thanks, Susan.
Jim Ryan joining us this morning.